More than 20 people have died after a massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit central Myanmar this morning. In neighbouring Thailand, rescuers are trying to free 81 people trapped in a collapsed building in the capital Bangkok, which has been declared a disaster area. Kate Farley reports.
Images posted on social media show damaged buildings, roads and bridges in areas across Southeast Asia following today's powerful earthquake. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake measured 7.7 magnitude, with the epicentre around 17 kilometres from the city of Mandalay in Myanmar. The country, which has been in political turmoil since a military coup 4 years ago, has now declared a state of emergency in 6 regions. In Thailand, dramatic images show the moment a high-rise building, which had been under construction, collapsed in the capital Bangkok. At least 80 workers have been reported missing there. Frantic rescue efforts are now underway as fears grow over the scale of loss following this destructive and deadly earthquake.
Leona Kelly, an Irish PE teacher living in Bangkok, described how the tremors felt.
Even though initially we weren't quite sure what it was or where I was at the time, we did feel the shock of the earthquake. But the whole thing lasted about 30 seconds. The sports hall that I was in was shaking significantly. The building, there was kids starting to scream. It was just a little bit chaotic. Initially, people were quite shook, understandably. But now I feel like it's more like nervous apprehension to see if there's going to be any more or any more aftershocks or tremors.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance is due to tour a US military base in Greenland today in a visit viewed by Denmark and Greenland as a provocation amid the US President Donald Trump's bid to annex the Danish territory. Mr. Trump has said that the United States needs the vast Arctic island for national and international security. Fergal Gallagher reports.
US Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife Usha are expected to arrive in Greenland shortly for their scaled-back visit. Initially, Usha Vance had planned to visit the capital Nuuk and a popular dog sledding race with her son in what was dubbed a cultural visit. But the trip was criticised amid Donald Trump's repeated claims that he wants to annex the semi-autonomous Danish territory. The Danish Prime Minister said it put unacceptable pressure on Greenland, and Greenland's outgoing Prime Minister Mutta Edikke called it a provocation, saying that the US delegation had not been invited. J.D. Vance then announced that he would join his wife on a scaled-back visit to the Puttefik military base in northern Greenland. But even this remains unpopular with ordinary Greenlanders.
More than 1 in 10 apprentices here are over 31 years of age and almost 40% are 23 or older. That's according to preliminary data gathered in a national survey of apprentices by the National Apprenticeship Office. The country now has 30,000 apprentices compared to just 7,000 a decade ago. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
5,500 apprentices participated in this survey. The National Apprenticeship Office says they came from right across the 77 programmes on offer. The full survey findings will be published shortly, but as a taster, we now know that 37% of apprentices are at least 23 years of age or older, and 12.8% are over 31. Director of the NAO, Dr. Mary Liz Trant, said recognising the profile of 21st century apprentices is key to ensuring that their needs and ambitions are met in the design and delivery of programmes.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Cool and breezy today with sunshine and widespread showers, some heavy and with a chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms. The showers will ease and become more isolated later in the day. Highest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees.